This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Still broadcasting this week from beautiful Lake Tahoe at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference. Very, very cool. I looked outside the window, and when you're in these hotels, I'm at Harrah's Lake Tahoe, you just see trees, mountains, and this beautiful lake and snow-covered mountains. It's really one of the most beautiful places, I think, in the United States. But the moon looked especially pretty. I wasn't really too sure if it was a full moon or what it was. And I'm being told, and I'm confused, because I thought it wasn't going to be till later tonight, that we had a rare super blue blood moon. Apparently, this is a lunar event that hasn't been seen since 1866, and it was partially visible in all 50 states. But the farther west you were, the better it was. Now, don't worry. I don't really think I saw it. So if any of you guys missed it, just YouTube it. Now we could see the YouTube thing, and it looks even better than what you see online. It's just like when you go to a game. Sometimes watching it on TV and seeing the replays, you get a much better view of something than just being there live. So anyway, it's called a super blue blood moon. And the moon is full. It's the second full moon of the calendar month, which is then called a blue moon. Blue moon, I think that's where it comes from. The moon is on a 28-day cycle, something I used to be on, and now I don't know where my cycles are. So it happens only once in a while, or once in a blue moon. Because you're not supposed to have two full moons in one month, I guess. Then, the moon was known as a super moon, because it was especially close to the Earth. So it looked larger and brighter than usual. Now, the moon, as you know, does not orbit the Earth in a perfect circle. It's kind of an ellipse. So there are times during the orbit where it's going to be super far or times where it's going to be a little closer. So when it's closer, it could appear 17% larger than it does at the furthest point in its orbit. So scientists, right, say that what was the most interesting part of this, according to NPR, is that it's all coincided with a total lunar eclipse. So it's called a blood moon. As the moon makes this close full moon approach to the Earth, it's going to pass through the Earth's shadow, I believe between the Earth and the sun. So it'll pass through the Earth's shadow, and the Earth's shadow is going to cause the moon to appear a deep red color. So it's a wonderful combination, they say. And they said it's just loaded up the plate with all these wonderful things that the moon could show us. So most of us missed it, I guess. On the East Coast, this started at about 5:51 a.m. But then the moon, they said, but the moon set before the end of the eclipse's totality. The darker part of the Earth's shadow will begin to blanket part of the moon at about 6:48 a.m. Well, that's already gone. And then the moon will set half hour later. So nobody talked about this yesterday, so we all didn't know. And you want to know what really, really stinks? I was up at 3 in the morning, and then I was up at 5 in the morning. I could have very easily gone to look at this. But I did look outside for a little bit, and I saw something. So Central Time Zone had a little easier time to see this. And then, of course, those of us in California, Canada, I think we got to see most of it. Who knew? Between 5 and 6 a.m. All right, so what does the scientist learn from all this? Okay, well, apparently, they say the way the moon's surface responds during an eclipse will give us insights where to land a rover, a Range Rover, where to land a rover for a future mission. They say the clues will be in the surface temperature changes during the event. Apparently, the moon has dramatic temperature range from more than 200 degrees Fahrenheit to more than 200 degrees below zero, which is why we're never going to live on the moon. Okay, we may land on the moon, but we're not going to live there. And it changes very gradually because a lunar day is 28 Earth days long. So a day on the moon is like a month for us. But when you have a total eclipse, you get that darkening. You go from having sun directly overhead to being dark, so boy, does it get cold. And so they say solid rock usually changes temperature slower. So they could kind of figure out what the temperature could be. I don't know. They could, you know, this is all NASA stuff. This is stuff way beyond us. But anyway, if any of you guys saw it, very, very cool. I'd love for you to send your pictures to drdahlia.com or my Facebook. For those of us that missed it, we just go about our days. Some of you guys missed the State of the Union. And I only got to see about half of it. I was at a conference, and I was up helping. We played Jeopardy. Dr. Jeff Ng oversaw this Jeopardy review for, you know, family doctors and their board tests, and I was a contestant, and I was really doing good, and then I backed off a little bit, and then I looked dumb. But anyway, so I missed part of it last night. And I guess it was pretty good. From what I understand, pretty good. And I think the polls are coming in really, really nice for Donald Trump. Apparently, he talked about the Obamacare mandate tax, I think called it cruel, and said it's bomb. These are some of his accomplishments, according to InvestmentWatchBlog.com. Tax reform was done. First $24K by a married couple is tax-free. Millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting in February. Apparently the Democrats weren't applauding too much. They kind of were looking grumpy. I thought I saw Bernie Sanders applaud. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Maybe Bernie Sanders, and I'm sure Bernie and the Donald have hung out before. I mean, they're both in New York. I am sure I think everybody's got a buddies at some point, but I saw Bernie Sanders clap. The business tax rate cut was done. The stock market and economy, he said, spoke for themselves. With regards to American spirit, he said under this administration we could achieve anything. In terms of patriotism, he talked about how our military deserves unwavering support and showed a lot of support for them, the veterans. He said they have a choice in their healthcare decisions. There is now a VA Accountability Act. Over 1,000 VA employees have been fired. I think people like that one. Not that we want employees fired, but the stupid stuff that's been happening with the VA, ridiculous. Some deregulation. He talked about healthcare. He said more generics are coming. Terminal patients should have immediate access to experimental treatments and the right to try. But he said more generics are coming, so would like to know what's around the bend. He didn't talk too much about the Affordable Care Act, but that's interesting. All right. And then, immigration reform, America First. It was overall a good speech. We'll talk more about it. Plus, apparently, we got Amazon getting involved with our health care. I'll tell you how. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history of physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, big thanks to Harris Lake Tahoe, who is allowing me to broadcast while we're at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference. We got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, we got some breaking news. A train carrying members of Congress, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, to West Virginia, to a retreat, a GOP retreat, has hit a truck. There are reports of injuries. As soon as we get that information, we'll let you know. That's being reported by CNN. We also have, we also are going to be talking about later today how, you remember that Hawaii false missile alert? We now have some details and about a timeline of what happened. Apparently the guy who sent the missile alert, he has been fired. apparently he wasn't the most perfect employee to begin with, and we're going to tell you guys about that. We also have some new news in the Las Vegas October 1 shooting. Apparently there is a second person of interest, the gentleman that had sold the weapons. We're going to talk about that and give you guys the latest. The CDC director has resigned, Brenda Fitzgerald. We'll tell you why. And there's a woman who allegedly contracted meningitis from the marijuana she was smoking. She lived, but that could have been very deadly. And researchers linked it to the marijuana that she smoked and it being contaminated. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, forgive me if I don't pronounce these, you know, moguls' names correctly, but Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Jamie Dimon, or Dimon, I apologize, they want to fix healthcare and they are joining together. So Amazon, obviously partnering with Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and Damon's J.P. Morgan Chase, the nation's largest bank, is going to try to address one of the nation's thorniest of crisis problems, soaring healthcare costs. They don't want to wait any longer, so they're going to do it. So the three companies unveiled, even though the details are sketchy, this unnamed company that's going to give U.S. workers and families a better option on health insurance. The statement said the new company will be free from profit-making incentives and constraints. Now, as of a year ago, the three companies had 840,000 global employees between them. So they definitely have a vested interest and an incentive to come up with something, because they're probably sick of the costs, and they're going to probably save a lot of money in the long run, and good for them. The only thing is I would like to know some more details before I endorse any such plan. They say the companies are concentrating on a product for their own employees and family members, not a product to offer to other companies. See? So, yes, they're getting involved, but is it just for themselves? The ballooning cost of health care, they say, act as a hungry tapeworm on the American economy, said Buffett. We share the belief that putting our collective resources behind the country's best talent can, in time, check the rise in health costs while concurrently enhancing patient satisfaction and outcomes. If they have 840,000 global employees, they could talk price. They could, group together, make a block, a united front, and they could probably really talk down the price. So the three leaders, obviously Buffett, Warren Buffett, Amazon's founder Bezos, J.P. Morgan, Chase's CEO, Damon, are all friends, and they say they have talked for years about the problems involved with providing health care for their employees, especially those based in U.S. They said it wasn't that they saw each other one place and the light bulb went off. These guys talk all the time. It's a result of a lot of talk they've had both formally and informally over the years. No one has to deal with buying a product like this other than health care. So experts say that given the resources of the company and the history of concentrating on the long term rather than the short term, they have a chance to make huge changes in the way healthcare is provided. But, again, they won't be able to change a whole industry. Okay? So, healthcare costs, as we know, have skyrocketed. The average premium for a single worker hit nearly $6,700 in 2017. For a family, the average cost was nearly $18,000. According to a Kaiser HRET survey of employer-sponsored benefits, premiums rose 3% for family coverage and 4% for individual plans this last year. This was 6 years in a row of increases. Premiums soared for several years, they say, a decade ago. In 2000, the average premium was less than $2,500 for single coverage, $6,400 for family plans. Companies are footing most of the bill, as you know. But what do? They shift more of the cost to the employees. So workers now paid an average of $1,200 for solo coverage last year and $5,700 in premiums to insure their families. They say employees are also getting squeezed because they have to pick up more of the expenses when they actually get Medicare, medical care. So, yeah, they may have insurance, but now the insurance has a huge deductible. So deductibles soared to an average of $1,500 last year. By the way, a $1,500 deductible stinks, but it's still better than what a lot of the non-employer plans are. And deductibles were averaging $584 back in 2006. Workers are also paying more for copays. Copays used to be $5, $10. Now people's copays are $75 and $100. And prescription medication as well. So they say Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan are going to plan to focus on their own employees first. You know, but maybe based on what they could do, you could have other big companies unite and do similar things. So, you know, what does this mean for you and I? Well, if we're really employed by them at this time, nothing. But it's very interesting to see capitalism come into play to try to thwart our trend to socialism. Although, from what we understand, Warren Buffett, I believe, was a big proponent of a single-payer system. So there's a chance that what they may do is, you know, provide a case study for the rest of us to see if it fails, works, whatever. So they may come up with a basic socialized type of plan for their employees. And if that works and the employees seem satisfied, then that may be something that the government may take over. But see, here's the difference. Okay, them running things or using private dollars to run things is going to be a heck of a lot different than a government using government money to run things. Okay? Government single-payer system, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, VA, or whatever else they come up with, public option, whatever, to me just doesn't seem like it's going to be that juicy. So I'm very, very nervous. They say a recent analysis of healthcare spending in the employer market found that prices are soaring, even though workers are using the same or fewer services. They say total spending per person rose 15% between 2012 and 2016. Price hikes for prescription drugs and inpatient services fueled the increase, jumping nearly 25%. So, health insurers like United Health, Anthem, Aetna, Cigna, apparently shares dropped after this announcement. Humana, CVS, Walgreens, Prescription Service Express Script. Shares of Amazon went up. J.P. Morgan and Berkshire unchanged, probably because Amazon always seems to get the front billing in the news. So their efforts right now at an early stage, you know. Oh, by the way, Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico, and they're already in the insurance business. They aren't in the health insurance, but they already do have, you know, their fingers in insurance. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. It's just anything, any success at a single payer option that they may try to do for their, you know, for their workers can't really necessarily translate to what we could do from a government, you know, standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have life expectancy starting to fall. We've been talking about life expectancy falling because of narcotic overdoses, etc. And many people said, well, that was more of an American thing. We're actually finding it in several regions of England. Now, there has been some discussion of Great Britain's healthcare system and the NHS leading to, I guess, a lot of issues in terms of people getting access to healthcare. We're going to be watching this story more closely. We are just flirting with the idea of being very, very to mimic a healthcare system that we see in Europe. And we're watching Europe carefully, especially Great Britain. Yet, as we know, the UK has huge hospital crises. They have issues with not having enough workers, healthcare workers. They have doctors that continually go on strike. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we move on to what happened in Hawaii, let's talk about surfers. We're being told that surfers swallow lots of seawater, a lot. And they're three times more likely to have antibiotic-resistant bacteria in their GI tracts than people that don't surf. Now, antimicrobial resistance has been globally recognized as one of the biggest health challenges. It's being coming out of University of Exeter Medical School. And they go, we urgently need to know more about how humans are exposed to these bacteria. Well, surfers swallow 10 times more seawater than swimmers. And they found that many of them have antibiotic-resistant E. coli in their guts. And it was resistant to clathrin, a big antibiotic. Do they get more sick? We're not seeing that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So that Hawaii alert official, still in the news, okay? And we have found that the employee responsible for sending that alert out had issues at work, previous issues. He's been fired. State investigation released Tuesday described the employee who sent out the alert, and he did it on purpose. It was, he really, really thought Hawaii was under attack. So state investigation released Tuesday. This was, remember this happened a few weeks ago? where for 38 minutes people were running around, and Governor Ige was not able to give a retraction of it because he didn't know his Twitter password. I mean, this is the stuff we are hearing in the news, and this is, I mean, do we believe all this? I don't know. You kidding me? So they say the employee who sent out the alert had a poor history at the agency, and other members of the staff saying they did not feel comfortable with his work. The employee had been counseled and corrected on the spot after previous issues. State officials said he did remain in position. And this employee who sent this out seemed confused. All right. So let's look at the timeline of what happened here. Okay. This is very interesting. Okay. I know. It's not funny. This is 8 a.m. local time of January 13th. The state emergency management worker pushed the wrong button in the emergency operations center, sending out a false warning during a ballistic missile alert drill. He thought the attack was real, according to FCC. When it became apparent that the real-world alert was issued, the employee seemed confused. He froze, and another employee had to take over his responsibilities. Now, a lot of you guys are like, okay, oh my gosh, so let me imagine this scene. Kind of like War Games, right? But remember, this is Hawaii. You know, in Hawaii, they're all kind of relaxed. Hey, brah. You know, the brah for brother. Hey, brah, what's up, man? So for anything to be that, frantic, I don't think they've had to deal with anything like that since I guess it was a tsunami warning a few years ago. And again, the Hawaiians kept it cool. And then Pearl Harbor. So apparently this employee just froze. So at 8 a.m., they said in preparation for the ballistic missile alert, this has been reported by CNN, employee number 4 and employee number 2 discussed their plan to conduct a ballistic missile alert drill at the end of their shift. Employee 4 prepares a recording of U.S. Pacific Command ballistic missile alert notification script from the ballistic missile alert checklist manual. Employee number 4 discusses leaving the state warning point or control area, while employee tells the day shift about a previous shift change drill. Okay, apparently, I don't know, so it sounds like they were working. Okay, nobody was playing Candy Crush. 8:03 a.m., the incoming day shift enters the room. Oh, all right. Well, that's already 3 minutes late. Fired. Why are they entering the room before their shift? If your shift is at 8, you better be there by 7:45. Employee number 4 meets with employee 5 and discusses the ballistic missile alert drill. So they were going to do a drill. By 8:06 a.m., employee 4 initiates a ballistic missile alert drill using a phone outside the room calling into the secure telephone equipment. Employee 2 activates the phone speaker at this time and is announced loud and clear, exercise, exercise, exercise. Then it concludes with exercise, exercise, exercise. Now, I don't know if people started to Kegel or if they started to run a... But anyway, this is a normal procedure for all drills, including a ballistic missile alert drill. So both day and night shift begin executing the ballistic missile alert checklist. Employee 2 records the time of the simulated ballistic missile impact. Employee 3 is in the room, starts a countdown timer. Employee 2 simulates activating the ballistic missile alert whale tone siren and verbally indicates completion of that action. All right. Now, they say at the same time, at 8:06 a.m., employee 1 logs into the system and waits for employee 3 announcement of the simulated siren warning activation. Following the simulated siren announcement, employee 1 erroneously activates the real-world alert code. Apparently, there's a drop-down menu. And the drop-down menu, as you scroll, has test missile alert that goes internally to the agency, missile alert that goes to the public. So the missile alert gets selected. The computer asks to confirm, and the employee goes, yeah. By 8:07, personnel in the state warning point, I guess, start receiving these alert messages on their smartphones. So employee 13 calls the area and receives confirmation of the false alert. Employee 6 calls the state warning point and, again, receives confirmation of false alert. Now, the adjutant general calls the state warning point, notified of false alert. Employee 6 tells employee 11, false alert. By 8:09 a.m., employee 4 uses the Hawaii warning system broadcast to the counties, attention all stations. This is the state warning point. There's no ballistic missile threat to Hawaii. It's a drill. I repeat, it's a drill. Employee number 4 then conducts a roll call to confirm each county's acknowledgement of the false alert. Honolulu Police Department called the state warning point. Then they called Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. Siren calls then are notified as a false alert. Employee 5 directs employee 1 to send out the cancel message system. Now, this employee 1 just sits there, doesn't respond. Employee 3 returns to the state warning point from starting the time clock and sees employee 4 and employee 10 repeatedly get on the Hawaii warning system to let everybody know it's just a drill. So you could see them go, hey, bro, what's going on? So anyway, sounded like they kept their cool except for this one. Now employee 2 is on the phone, employee 6 is briefing them on the situation, employee 5 is alerting staff, but employee 1 is sitting there and seems confused. Employee 3 takes control of his mouse and sends the cancel message. And employee 1 doesn't do anything to help. He just sits there. So the state warning point issues a cancellation. This is by 8:13. Not all phones receive it. If someone was out of cell range, does not get it. So we still have issues with people getting clear messages. And all clear. By 8:13, employee 10 notifies county emergency management via the Hawaii warning system. Same time, employee 6 posts, look, there's no threat to Hawaii. And this is a false alert, but he posts that on the Facebook page. Okay? But that's on his personal Facebook page, employee 6. Now, you would think somebody would have a statewide Facebook page. Not that, if you guys heard of an alert, would you actually go to Facebook? I probably wouldn't. So, over the next few minutes, still everybody's trying to tell everybody that, you know, it's okay, it's not, you know, this is whatever, this is a drill. But still, it took forever until everybody, you know, finds out that it's no missile threat. I think 32 minutes. Finally, television gets involved. Olelo Television at 8:25 calls employee number 6, who notifies Olelo that it was a false alert. So now the TV crew can say, no, it's a false alert. I mean, good for the TV, you know, crews. Not that a lot of people were home watching TV, but it helps for TV to know. So the employees then, employee 6 calls FEMA for advice. FEMA agrees that criteria and guidelines of the event code to send a civil emergency message are met. So anyway, going back and forth by 8:45, civil emergency message, false alert message gets posted. And that's what everybody knows, there's no missile threat. So with this one, with this guy that sent the false alert, we're being told that he really thought an event was happening. Now, when you look at this timeline, it looks like it was all an accident. But he hit it twice. Now, did he have a mental illness? Was he delusional? But the reason why I made a big deal about this is we have people that are in charge of our planes and air traffic control. We have people in charge of our trains. We have people in charge of our, medical administration. And when you have somebody that doesn't know to do their job correctly, or when they make a mistake, they just freeze, this shows a huge, huge weakness in, one, our psyche, and two, our ability to get things done. I mean, look at all these other employees that jumped into action. But people freeze. You know, I talk about how we need mental stress tests. Maybe people that work at these emergency management systems need stress tests as well. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Broadcasting from Harrah's Lake Tahoe at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference. We got some breaking news and some updates. A train carrying GOP lawmakers to a retreat has hit a trash truck, and one has been dead, another one seriously injured. This was a charter train carrying Republican lawmakers to a retreat. It collided with a truck for garbage disposal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says there has been one confirmed fatality, one person seriously injured. No serious injuries among members of Congress or their staff. The victim's identity has not been immediately released. The train was carrying House and Senate Republicans to the retreat in West Virginia when it hit the truck, according to Representative Carlos Carbello of Florida, told MSNBC. We were on our way to West Virginia, and it was a sudden impact, a loud noise, and everyone was jolted. And the statement from Amtrak said the crash happened today at 11:20 a.m. in Crozet, Virginia. So law enforcement is now investigating the incident. Local law enforcement and crews are inspecting the equipment for damage. The train did originate from Washington, D.C., as everybody was there for the State of the Union last night. Updates are going to be provided. They say Capitol Police Director Eva Malecki said in a statement that congressional officials are on the scene and are working closely with United States Capitol Police and law enforcement agencies. Several lawmakers have tweeted about the incident, telling everybody they are uninjured. Apparently, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma said our train heading to the GOP retreat in West Virginia was involved in an accident. I am safe, but first responders are treating minor injuries on the train and treating the truck drivers. Apparently, it was a, quote, garbage truck. And right now, any doctors on the trains were helping. They say right now, Dr. Marshall is helping people who are injured. Marshall's Twitter account, Representative Roger Marshall, later posted that the lawmaker performed CPR on the train conductor and helped two people in the garbage truck who are now in an ambulance. They are injured very badly. House Speaker Paul Ryan was also on the train but not injured. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was not on the train. It's a breaking story that was being reported by NBC News, and we will keep you posted on what happens. Yesterday we heard news that Mark Salling had allegedly hung himself from a tree. For those of you not familiar with who Mark Salling or Mark Salling is, he was a cast member of Glee, played Noah Puck Puckerman, and had been recently pled guilty in December to charges of possessing thousands of images of child pornography. Had agreed to a plea deal in October 2017, where he would serve a 4 to 7 year sentence and pay $50,000 in restitution to each of his victims. But since the actor took his own life yesterday before sentencing, the deal was not complete, so the judge no longer has the power to order payment to the victims. His sentencing was scheduled for March. Now, the victims could sue Salling's estate for damages. Salling was 35 years old, was found hanging from a tree in a park area in the Sunland section of Los Angeles near his home. Apparently, I believe his family had called the night before saying they were worried about him. And so law enforcement officials were, I guess, searching for him. He was pronounced dead at the scene around 9 a.m. Autopsy is pending. They say the body is with us and the investigation is ongoing. Now, Mark Salling did attempt suicide by slitting his wrist last summer ahead of his trial. And, you know, it's a shame because, what is in the mindset of anybody interested in child porn? There's no evolutionary reason for that, okay? You know, we as animals are supposed to be attracted to somebody that we, you know, want to love or, you know, and who could love us back, who have the ability to love us back, or some of us, or many of us are attracted to people who we could procreate with. There's no evolutionary reason in the psyche for someone to be attracted to a child unless they have psychiatric issues or issues with dominance. And there's a variety of different psychological factors that could come into play, but none of them are supposed to be innate and normal, shall we say, for a human being. And Mark Salling was actually one of the very, very talented singers and actors on the show. And, you know, Fox News talks about the Glee curse. Glee came on TV in 2009. And what was so groundbreaking about that show is even though the topic started to get a little bit more risque and probably rated R, it was, you know, a part of that pendulum swinging back to let's have entertaining shows that's not all about smut, bring music, bring the arts back to TV. You know, none of this Jerry Springer type stuff. Now it's, okay, you know, you could have an entertaining show with song, with recent songs, with good stars. I loved the show. I loved the show Glee. Unfortunately, there's a curse that we think are affecting the actors. All right, Mark Stallion, of course, playing Puckerman. Even though he brought that on himself with the child porn, we do not yet have a confirmation that any drugs or alcohol or narcotics were on board. But Glee star Corey Monteith was found dead in a hotel room in Vancouver, British Columbia, July 13th, 2013. An autopsy later revealed he died of an overdose of heroin and alcohol. Now, he was the one that played Finn Hudson, one of the leads. And apparently, he had been open with his fans about his long history of drug and substance abuse. But still, his death just blew everybody away. He was dating his show girlfriend and co-star, Lea Michele. And she had said he was very special to me and also to the world. We were very lucky to witness an incredible talent. But, you know, she was obviously devastated. But, you know, you look at somebody who was at his prime in the show, at his prime of his career, and unfortunately overdosed with heroin and alcohol. Now, Naya Rivera, who her brother is an NFL player, I forget for which team, she's the one that played cheerleader Santana Lopez. So she on the show has faced a domestic battery charge. It was dismissed earlier this year in West Virginia because her husband decided not to seek prosecution. But she apparently revealed in a book, in her memoir, Sorry, Not Sorry, Dreams, Mistakes, and Growing Up, that she had an abortion in 2010 during her day off from filming the show. She also discussed her relationship with Mark Stallion. They did secretly date. She was shocked by the child porn possession charge. And then, of course, there were nude photo scandals of the stars, etc. And, you know, I was really frustrated by, you know, this news and saddened to hear of, you know, these things coming out because Glee was a show that young kids could aspire to. You know, I told you, we, when you and I were growing up, there were heroes, you know, whether it was cowboys, whether it was, Superman, you know, whether it was, I don't know, Ronald Reagan. Okay, you know, we had people that we, you know, aspire to, doctors, pilots, firefighters, police. And so, you know, what was on the television would exemplify certain characters and heroism, et cetera, and, you know, people gravitated to it. Then there started to be a lot of smut and kind of a void of a lot of really, really good shows. There were some good shows, but, you know, kids were starting to look at rappers and singers and, artists that had very, very, very troubled, issues when it came to drugs, alcohol, sex, etc. And so when TV came out with something clean cut and you saw kids, you know, because there was the Disney Channel and all that, and then, kids got bored with that. I liked where, okay, you know what, we're going to have a lot more people interested in the arts. We're going to have a lot more people. Yeah, there's still drugs involved in sex, and those topics are still out there. But let them aspire to something that, you know, could possibly be, you know, innocent, shall we say. And no, because, you know, that's not real life. Real life is sex, drugs, alcohol, overdosing, crime, child porn. It's scary, and it's frustrating, you know? And, you know, I'm not looking for Disneyland. I'm not looking for life to be, you know, all angels and teddy bears and care bears, etc. But, you know, it is just so ingrained in the culture right now that, you know, a child is going to think that's the norm. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.